Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Julia Butterfly jailed, deported after oil pipeline protest in Ecuador. Julia Butterfly Hill, California's well-known tree sitter and environmental activist, has been jailed in Ecuador for protesting a proposed oil pipeline that would penetrate a virgin Andean cloud forest that teems with rare birds. Hill and seven others were detained without charges on July 16th by the security forces in Ecuador while peacefully demonstrating in Quito outside the offices of Occidental Petroleum, a U.S. oil company. The little gringos have been arrested, including the old cockatoo who climbs trees, Ecuadorian President Gustavo Noboa said of Hill, who attained fame for a two-year occupation of a redwood tree in Northern California. A spokeswoman for Hill said that lawyers for a South American environmental group had gone to court in an attempt to free the activist, but she was deported before the hearing could take place. Occidental is part of OCP Ecuador, a consortium that is constructing a 300-mile pipeline that ultimately will run from oil fields in the Amazon basin to the Pacific coast port of Esmeraldas. About 95 miles of the $1.1 billion project will slice through the Mindo Nebillo Reserve, one of the few remaining tracts of high-elevation rainforest or cloud forest left in the world. The reserve supports more than 450 species of birds, about 5% of the world's total, 46 of which are endangered. The region is also a hotbed of ecotourism, drawing adventurers and nature lovers from around the world. South American environmentalists and townspeople who rely on the tourism say the pipeline will do irreparable harm to the incomparably splendid region. As evidence, they cite the mishaps that have plunged a state-owned crude oil pipeline that runs near the planned Mindo route. That pipeline has ruptured on numerous occasions, spewing about 150,000 barrels of crude petroleum into adjacent jungle watersheds. Last year, The Economist magazine noted that President Noboa scoffed at resistance to the pipeline, characterizing the opposition as four birdwatchers and a couple of mayors. But international concern has swelled since then, culminating in Hill's arrest. Hill arrived in Ecuador on July 9th and toured the Mindo Reserve, the oil pipeline route, and waste pits left by Texaco after 30 years of oil exploration in the Amazon region. She also met with residents of the Mindo region and pledged support of their efforts to stop the project. "When we see these Ecuadorian citizens willing to put their bodies where their beliefs are, risking serious danger and hardships, we know all other systems are failing in our responsibility to the planet," she said. When Hill started her vigil at the top of a redwood tree, a protest against the logging practices of Pacific Lumber Company, Maxam Corporation, she was dismissed by lumber executives as a ditzy, feckless, tree-hunting hippie. Ultimately, however, she became an international cause celeb and a poster child for environmental civil disobedience. Her tree sit didn't end until Pacific Lumber Maxam Corporation agreed to a logging plan that preserved significant portions of old-growth forests on their lands. Hill underwent a four-hour deportation hearing last Wednesday and was deported on Thursday. "I'm not surprised to learn that OCP sent a letter to the police pressuring for my deportation," Hill said in a statement released after the hearing. Hill's tour of the Mindo region and her participation in the Occidental protest has galvanized pipeline opponents, said Natalie Wiemels, a member of staff of the Acción Ecológica in Quito. "Her presence here has really focused attention on the pipeline," Wiemels said. The pipeline's route through nature preserves and private property whose access has to be negotiated by the consortium. There have been organized protests, including the first-ever South American tree sit to block the construction of the pipeline since the Ecuadorian government gave the go-ahead. Earth First Radio thanks Tricia Sheely Skeffington and Glenn Martin of the San Francisco Chronicle for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Don't come by,